Hi, everybody. I'm Janet Fanacki, the host of Resilient People, and this is Revelations. It's a segment where I take just a few minutes in between podcast episodes to share something that's interesting to me, and I think it might be of interest to you. Sometimes it's picking up on a thought from one of my guests, a takeaway that they leave for listeners, and other times it's just a tip from another show I've listened to or from something I've read that week. Ideas come from everywhere about building resilience. I call myself a resilience explorer, and since 2018, I've been talking with extraordinary, regular people around the world who are admired for their resilience. I'm interested in what makes them resilient, what they do differently to be that way, and tips and takeaways to get a positive mindset. Today's episode revolves around Father's Day and addressing ways to cope with it when you're living with grief. This episode is for those who are missing a dad, husband, or dad-like figure this Father's Day, but also for those who are looking for ways to reach out to help them. It's only been 16 months since my husband passed away in early 2020. We were both 51 years old, and our kids at the time were 18 and 20 when Adam died of glioblastoma, an aggressive form of brain cancer. I've talked before about trigger days like Valentine's Day, birthdays, and Mother's Day, and ways in which I've gotten through them with the help of advice from experts as well as my own techniques. Techniques to me means following my gut. Father's Day is another one of those days. It started for me a few weeks ago when I opened the newspaper and by surprise, I was looking at an ad for barbecues and gift ideas for Dad. I quickly folded the paper back up and found something else to do. Getting around those days that are celebrated by so many and marketed like crazy can be tricky. The kids and I have had to learn to treat the special days in different ways. The first year was really hard, and I can't say that this year or any that follow will be much easier, but I really hope they will. Here are some ways that have worked for me in managing the trigger days, and I'm also including some advice that's been offered by others for how they got through past Father's Days. My friend Mickey lost her dad when she was only 7 years old and her little sister was 3. She remembers being in class when the teacher assigned time to make a craft for Father's Day. For the first few years, she ignored it and excused herself from the room. But then Mickey and her sister decided that after years of not participating, they would make something special for their uncle, who was always very close with their dad and regularly shared stories about him with them. As he collected more pieces from the girls every year, they would use this time for reflection with him and to learn more about their dad. Mickey appreciates what her uncle did for her and for her sister to keep their dad's memory alive. This is great advice for any older family members looking to engage with children. As Mickey and her sister grew older, Father's Day became a day to go with their mom to their dad's gravesite, tidy it up, and plant some new flowers. It was time together spent planning what colors to buy and feel his presence in some way. A woman named Jennifer recently wrote me to tell me about her father's passing a few years ago. He was also her best friend. As difficult as Father's Day is for her, she said that she uses it to reflect on how much of him she sees in herself, and this brings her a lot of joy. I consulted my kids last year and the same for this year, on how they'd like to spend Father's Day. We'll order dinner from his favorite restaurant and raise a glass in his honor, just as we did on our first Father's Day without him. Quiet, simple, and just for us. My own dad is still alive, and as he gets older, I appreciate his presence and love so much more. I'll spend some quiet time just with him. Some other ways you may want to bring yourself comfort on Father's Day: keep off of social media. Start a new tradition that still pays homage to him, like going for a walk on his favorite route. Maybe put on one of his most prized t-shirts. I've been enjoying Adam's A-Team shirt a lot. Tap into virtual communities and connecting with others on platforms like Facebook groups and search Father's Day Grief. For friends looking to help, offer to do a Zoom call or stop by to spend time together. and practice self-care for the day and do whatever feels right for you and your children. I hope some of these will help you to get through the day. Just remember that as long as it feels right to you, there's no wrong way to do it. This was an episode of Revelations from Resilient People. If you've got a way that helps you be resilient, send me an email. I'd love to share it with listeners. Write me at info@resilientpeople.ca. Don't forget to subscribe to the Resilient People podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, to listen to fantastic conversations with extraordinary people who are admired for their resilience. Please leave a nice review for me too. You can learn more about me on socials like Twitter and Instagram, as well as by going to resilientpeople.ca. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Janet Fanacki, wishing you a happy Father's Day. Bye for now.